I know. I'm saying, I just... Okay. Tera Ar Chaf Aleph. Parshas Vayetze. The Pasuk says, V'shafti v'shalom obey Savi. V'shafti v'shalom obey Savi. Yaakov says, if you return me peacefully to my father's house, V'hoi Hashem lila l'kim, and Hashem will be my God. And this stone that I placed as a monument, yeah, Beis HaLakim will be a home of Hashem. That's the simple meaning of the Pasuk. So basically saying, the Evan, the stone, should be a Beis Hashem. What's the connection of a stone? With name Hashem, the meaning, that when Havaya will be Elokim, that's the sequence of the Pasuk. Then, and God will be then the stone will be a home of Hashem. What's the connection between the two things? Pasuk says, it's feminine. Evan is feminine. That's what it says. It doesn't say Evan has there. It says Evan Azais. Then it says Yihya, which is masculine. Feminine would be Tihya. The Pasuk should have said for Evan Azais, Asher Tihya Matseva, because it's feminine. Umilas Yihya Loshen Zachar. Okay? So we need to understand what's the connection between stones and Beis Hashem, and also what does it mean that it's, why is it part of the Pasuk masculine, feminine, part masculine? Love and it's called now to understand all this. What it says earlier, then he bumped into the place. He took from the stones of the place, put it around his head. Okay, and he made it as a monument. There seems to be an emphasis in the Pasuk that he took the stones and put it around his head and the Evan became a Matseva. Like, what is this aspect of stones over here that the Torah is emphasizing? V'gam, also, Mashaho Yudchil Avonim Harbe. Like it said, V'yikach me'avnei hamokim. At the beginning, the Pasuk says he took from the stones of the place. And then it says, V'yakub osame and Evan achas. And Yaakov made it into one stone. So Rashi in Chumash asks the question. It says he took from the stones of the place, and then afterwards it said the stone he put under his head. So Rashi says in the Medrash that the stones were fighting. Each stone wanted Yaakov's head on it. So Hashem said, okay, you know what? Stop fighting. I'll make you all into one big stone, and his head's on all of you. But what does it mean in a deeper sense, obviously? At the beginning. Okay, so we need to understand this whole stone business. That's how many stones become one stone. It's a Beis HaLakim, the stone issue. So he says, Achine Bereisha Pashik Siva Yetze Yaakov Miber Shova Vayela Charona. The Pasuk opens up that Yaakov went out of Be'er Sheva and went to Charon. Pirush Yaakov Obachinus Yud Akev. Yaakov is a level of Yud Akev. Which is a level of bringing down the ultimate level of Chochma, which is Yud, Lamata, Mata, Kam Bechinus Akvayim. It says in Chassidus in Kabbalah, the name Yaakov is Yud Akev. Right? That's what it says in the Pasuk. Yud, we know, is the level of Chochma. Yud is Chochma, He is Bina, Vav are the six spheres, and He is Malchus. So Yud is Chochma. What's the level of Yaakov? Akev is the heel. That's the lowest of the low. What's the inyan of Yaakov? Yaakov is to bring the Yud, Chochma, into the level of heel. Meaning, bring the highest level all the way down to the lowest level. And that's what it says. V'yeitzi Yaakov Be'er Shova. V'yele Chorono. What does it mean? Shebechin is Yaakov. Hu'amam shel Be'er Sheva. He brought down Be'er Sheva, as we'll soon explain, Shulamayla Mayla, which is a super great level of Il v'chayer v'gamei chad, which the Or and the Kelim, it's all one, Adishtal shos l'mata mata y'lamadrega yesa tachteina, which is chodon, they can explain later on. In other words, again, v'yeti Yaakov m'ber shava v'yelo chodon. What's the union of Yaakov? Yaakov is to take the highest levels and bring them all the way down to the lowest. That's why his name is Yaakov, bringing Chochma, the highest of the spheres, all the way into Akif. He said, that's why it said, Vayetze Yaakov Me'er Shava. Yaakov went from Be'er Shava, which is the loftiest of levels, that I'll explain, and he brought that down all the way to Choron. Choron is the lowest of the low. Like Rashi says, Choron is Charein Af Shomokim. Choron means anger. In other words, Choron represents a place of godliness that is so low, so anti-godliness, Hashem is angry at that level. But what does Yaakov Avinu do? He brings down the Yud into Akev. He brings Be'er Sheva, the highest of levels, all the way down in, even into Choron. So he says, Savi Yeshua's Yaakov. Yeshua's, what is the level of Yeshua's? Him Shin Ayin Hayden Eloyin, there's 370 lights from above. Whatever, Kabbalistically, there's 375 levels up there. And Yaakov is Mechaber Umamshech Eisan Lemata Bechinas Akvayim. Meaning, Save Yeshua's Yaakov, Yaakov brings down, Save is binding, Yaakov Avinu brings down the level of Yeshua's all the way down to the lowest of levels. In other words, what's Yaakov Avinu's theme? His Avodah is bringing the highest all the way down to the lowest. In all with these psukim that we see. V'gam Yeshua isu miloshin shah. Besides the fact that Yeshua means salvation, Yeshua is the root of the word ishah. Like it says, v'yishah Hashem el hevel. Hashem turned. Yeshua is the turning. That's why it says, Save Yeshua is Yaakov. Yaakov brings down, brings down the highest level of Kedusha all the way down to the lowest level. The problem is when ultimate Kedusha keeps coming down, 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 it ends up into evil. Like we know, evil, everything has to exist from Hashem. How does evil exist? The answer is, Kedusha comes down, 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 so covered, concealed, hidden, whatever, to such an extent that it comes down in the form that it denies God. It's so covered that you don't even see it. So he says, when godliness comes down through many concealments, that it comes even to the world of anger, it becomes a world separated from Hashem completely. A place which is Kedusha, which is bottled to Hashem, is not where Hashem is angry. When does Hashem get angry? When there's a world of separation that denies the existence of Hashem. So when Kedusha comes all the way down to the extent of Choron, it causes Hashem to be Chorein, to be angry. The Avodah of Yaakov is to go into Choron, bringing down the level of Be'er Sheva, as I'll explain, the level where the Neshama is Mashbi and Eisei, the source, the well of Mashbi and Eisei, when you give the Neshama the Koyach to be a Tzaddik and not a Rasha, the ultimate source of the Neshama, and that level Yaakov brings down into the lowest of the lowest levels, into Chorah. Like it says, Nahar Yetzim Me'eden, Shubachin is Chach Me'ilah, Nahar comes out of Eden, which is the level of Chach. Lashke says Hagan, and then but the pasuk says Umisham Yipared. When the river comes out of Eden means enjoyment. Gan Eden is the world of Tainuk, pleasure. Eden means, in Hebrew, pleasure. Eden represents the pleasure of godliness, which, by the way, ultimate Kedusha, the opposite of anger. Anger and pleasure are like seemingly two opposites.
Is the anger is the right word?
Yeah. I mean, does not in a physical sense.
But does Hashem get angry?
Well, you have in the Pasuk, Vayichar af Hashem vayelach. Aaron and Miriam spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe. So it says Hashem got angry at them. Hashem got angry at Moshe Rabbeinu also by the eagle. What it means is not physical anger. Okay? Anger basically, again, the concept of anger. When does a person get angry? When things don't go his way. If things go your way, then you're not angry. When does a person get angry? In the broad sense of the word. You get angry, your kids don't listen to you, it's not going, you get angry. You lose money in business, you get angry. I mean, whatever it is, anger is because things are not going your way. Okay? When Klipa exists, Hashem gets angry, meaning it's not going the way, it's not happening the way Hashem wants it. It's not physical anger. Just like speech doesn't mean he physically spoke. It's a revelation of a concept. Anger means the fact of being upset that things are not going the way you want it to go. When a yid sins, Hashem gets angry.
But God must know how exactly anger
feels. Does God know what it means to see?
Of course. He
not in our form of sight, though. Hashem doesn't need glasses, even though he's very old.
But he must experience it so that he can create.
In a spiritual way.
You're right.
He
doesn't know even what it is or how it is.
When you come to Wednesday, you remember the Vibe Shabbos? Over there's a pasuk from Tilim. Hanaita Ezen Hala Yishma. Im Yotzer Ayin Hala Yabit. It says, David HaMelech says, if God can make an ear, can he not hear? If he forms an eye, can he not see? Yeah. But what it means is, what does it mean? It means that by Hashem, the power, by us, power and potential and reality are two different things. By Hashem, it's all the same thing. Hashem sees, it's a Vayar Hashem. Okay, what do you mean? He saw like me and you see. And he did. What does it mean seeing by, again, Hashem speaks. When Torah uses physical terminologies by Hashem, it doesn't mean, like the Rambam says, Chas V'Shalom, to say that it means a physical thing. It means the way these things are, in human terms, the concept, not literally, the concept of speech, anger, seeing, okay, hearing, is just say by us, we learned the concept of speech is to reveal something hidden. When godliness reveals, when Hashem reveals hidden godliness, it's called speech.
One second.
When a person looks at something, what's the concept of seeing? When you see something, seeing is believing, it becomes one with you. It becomes one with you. Therefore, you can never refute it. If I saw it, you could bring me a million proofs that I didn't see, but I saw it. Okay. Anger, like we said, is when it's not going your way, so then you're upset, meaning Elokus wants to be revealed and it's not being revealed. But it's not the anger, like we get angry at another guy for messing us up. It's the concept of it. So yes, Hashem sees and talks and hears. Koyamar Hashem, Hashem says, after Shabbos v'Shchedesh, Hashemayim kisi, Hashem says, the heaven is my chair, and the earth is my footstool. Yeah? You find all these human terms when it comes to Hashem, Chas Rishon, that's Hashem taking a seat, you know? Have a seat. Remember him? Have a seat. Hashem doesn't sit, he doesn't talk. What's the concept of sitting? Sitting is, you lower yourself down. Right? What is sitting? When a person sits, like this, they're up, and now they lower themselves down, they sit. So when godliness comes down into a lower level, it's called sitting. It's just the concept, it's not Hashem has a body and he...
Can God endow us with a certain sensation without knowing how it feels or not?
No, Hashem knows everything.
Is he ever himself?
No.
No?
No. Because that's not what it means.
How can one create something that doesn't even know what it is?
That's why he's God and we and you are not. One of the many reasons. Okay, weiter. Yaakov Avinu Olav Shalem Rota La Leisim Lamaila Maila. What was the Aved of Yaakov? So like this. Elokus comes into Charon, right? Elokus lowers itself in such a way that it makes Hashem angry. It's the worlds that deny the existence of God. Yeah? Can you imagine? I make you, and then you deny my... it's not that I did you a favor and you don't say thank you. Your existence is dependent on me, and you don't even realize I exist. That's what Charon is. The existence of the world, Hashem, they say, where is God? There's no God. That's what they say. So what did Yaakov Avinu want to accomplish by going to Charon? Yaakov Avinu wanted to make that Charon should have the feeling of Be'er Sheva. Yaakov wanted that in Charon, in a place that denies the existence of Hashem, over there to bring the loftiest levels of Kedusha, to elevate the world. And in fact, where were the 11 Shvatim born? In Charon. Does Binyamin wasn't. But all the other, where did he build Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael was built in Charon, not even in Eretz Yisrael. Just Binyamin.
Isn't the Charon is not in Eretz Yisrael, it's in Iraq or something?
Oh, physically? Yeah. Charon, yeah. Babel is Iraq.
It's not where the Eretz Yisrael.
No.
Did Yaakov knew this is what he's doing at that time?
Let me ask you a question. You don't think Yaakov learned Chassidus? Didn't he learn Torah? He didn't learn the Smaimer? Of course he did. So Yaakov Avinu knew what he was doing. No. Chassidus was given at Har Sinai.
14 years he had to learn it.
Right. You can ask a simple, better question. If Yaakov Avinu learned in Yeshiva 14 years, he definitely learned. What did he learn?
Straight line.
Okay, so the Ramban in his introduction says, what was Torah before? How did the others learn Torah? Torah was one long word. The whole Chumash was one, this is what the Ramban writes in his introduction. The whole Torah was one word. So you can word, take the word Bereshis. You can learn Bar, Eish. I mean, you can connect the words in a million different ways, and it's all Torah. Trust me, Yaakov didn't learn the story that Joseph was sold into slavery and he didn't know about it and he was going to find... I mean, come on. He didn't learn it. If you learned it, what's he upset about?
Obviously, Noah knew the concept of Tamei Ha'olam.
Correct.
So that means that he learned the concept, that concept properly from the one word of Torah.
Whatever. Whatever it means in a literal sense. I don't know. So he says, Yaakov, Shomrat Aleitz, Gashay Gam Lamata, Bechinas Yichud, Ubeto Mamish, Kameshu Lamaila, Chayiva, Chayiva, Gamarichad. So what did Yaakov Avinu want to come? By the way, this is the mission of every Jew. We go out into business, we go out into the world. It doesn't matter if you're Shiva Bochanat, you go out into the world, which is Olam Helam concealment. Void of godliness, and therefore all the corruption, sheker. Sheker is the opposite of emes. Hashem is emes. The world of sheker out there, you're going out there, and what's the purpose of a Jew going out there? To bring the level of kedusha into the world of business. That's the whole avodah of a Jew on a daily basis. It's generally speaking, the neshama comes into the body. By the way, it says in Chassidus, Vayeta Yaakov Be'er-Shava refers to the neshama, going out of the world where Mashbi and Eisei Tihi Tzadik Valti Rosha, where they give him the Koyach of Elokus, and where does it go? Charon, to the Nefesh HaBamis in the Guf. That's where Hashem is angry. That's the avodah of every single Jew. We get this Koyach because Yaakov Avinu did it. Yeah, what's the purpose? Because when you transform Charon to Kedusha, so then it's a whole different story. Okay.
Into Rina,
correct. Oh, you remember the Smaimer. Good. Well, Zeis, therefore it says, now we can understand The Alter Rebbe asked, what's the stone story going on over here? A lot about stones. He said, now we can understand, he took me'avnei hamokim. What do you mean he took from the stones of the place? Gehinei neida, shavonim, nikra'esius, in svarim, even in chakira svarim. Stones are called letters. Stones are called letters. Why? Because it says in Sefer Yetzira, shnei avonim beina shnei batim. Two stones create two houses. Sholish avonim beina shisha batim. And three stones create six houses. Meaning like this. If you have two letters, Aleph Beis, you can make two combinations. Aleph Beis pays Aleph. If you have three stones, you can make three combinations. You know, they tell a story. There was a guy, a worker for a Chinese emperor, did a big job for him. And finally the king said, how can I pay you? So the guy said, I want you to take a chessboard and put one grain of rice on the first, whatever. Square, yeah, thank you. And double it. Keep doubling it. The emperor thought this guy's an idiot. He's going to get nothing. The pearl, it's two, then four, then eight, and so by the time you get to the 64th square in chess, it was like warehouses and warehouses and warehouses of the guy became a rich man. And that's the story with letters. Two letters create two words. Three letters create three words. Six words. And, you know, it keeps... There's a mathematical formula for it.
Three letters make at least nine words.
No, six, it says. You can't. Six. Take a paper and do it, you'll see. You can make six. Whatever. And then it keeps going. Okay. So, just like... this, the marshal like this. How do you build a house? With stones. So many stones build a house. Many houses build a block. Many blocks build a neighborhood. So many letters build a word. Many words make a sentence. Many sentences make a paragraph. Many paragraphs make a chapter. Chapter books, that's the same thing. So in Sefer Yetzirah, which is the Sefer Hashem created the world with, by the way, it says, the Kamei Shemei Avonim Harbe. Just like for many stones, you create a house that you can live in. From a lot of letters, nasa tevis become words. Comes into number one. The stones are the inanimate to the lowest of all levels. From all the four elements, creations of the inanimate plant, animal, and human, the same thing, letters have no meaning. Letters by themselves basically have no meaning. It's only when you put letters in a certain form, that's when it's a keli to the seichel. But the letters themselves are daimim, inanimate. They're nothing. So he says, that's the level of world. And he says, nimsa movami kol anal. Shavonim nikra esis. Letters are called, stones are called letters. Ukamekin ulamaila, so it is lamaila. Like it said, Bidvad Hashem Shemayim Nasa. Hashem made the world with letters, with words. Like it says, Malchus Chamachus Kol Elamim. Pirush Shechayis Kol Ha'elamis. Shema Elamis Aden Ketz, which represents Kol Elamim, infinite worlds. Like it says, Ayesh Misper Lugdudov Im Kol Zeh. Marker v'sherish chayusam, even though there's unlimited amount of spiritual and physical worlds, yeah? Nevertheless, their source only comes to Malchus. Malchus cha, Malchus kol elam. What creates all the worlds? The level of Malchus. Like we know, Hashem created the world with speech. That means speech is the lowest of the lowest level of Elokus, Malchus. Right? And Hashem created the world with the lowest of the lowest of the lowest. Li Hashem nivroim baligvul, because they're limited. Sheyesh gvul la'asagosim, there's a limited amount of their understanding. And even physically, ma'aris l'rkiya malach takshana. From the earth to the heaven is going of 500 years, the Gemara says. Ve'einam ba'erach klal, and it's nothing. In other words, like this. Limited worlds are infinite times nothing compared to the infinite level of Hashem. So then, how can finite worlds receive infinite power of Hashem to exist? The highest of all the world comes in Malchus of Hashem, that's infinite, that source is infinite. How in the world can finite creatures handle it? So that's the level of Tzimtzum. That's the way Hashem limits himself. Just like Seichel, if you want to teach somebody something, you want to give over Seichel, you have to limit it in words. So, but the words are limitation to the extent that the letters themselves are inanimate objects. So Hashem, the same way, kaviyachol, put his infinite power, ein yuchelim lekabel chayusam, rauli from devar havaya, shem esi shenivru b'em shemayim v'oretz, which are daimim legabi erin to baruch, which are nothing, the inanimate compared to Hashem. Like it says, kodesh Hashem tzvokei, so maimer, oisu b'tziv, haf shem elef alofim lefet, says, elef alofim, there's infinite amount of worlds. But nevertheless, because they're limited, Eina Ella Eis Elcha Bilvad is only from one letter, which is Daimim Lagami, Lagabi Shem Avai Ein Sof. So again, what's the level of Choron? He's explaining why Yaakov Avinu took Avni Hamokim. Avonim represents Elukus coming down in a very limited form. What did Yaakov do with the inanimate stones? He put it around his head. He elevated stones, daimim, inanimate, around his head, means makif, over the head, to a level of kedusha higher than chokhma. That's what he did. Avanim represents the lowest level, like speech. What did he do? He took avni hamokim, Davonim, and he put it around his head, meaning elevated the stones of world all the way up to Elukus. Yeah.